acting as development hearing officer for the city of Albuquerque. I understand we're on a recess to allow the other DHO to step off and me to step on. And I see we have the applicants here for the next item, so I'll go ahead and call the case. And happy New Year, everybody, by the way. So next up is agenda item 9, and that is PR 2021-005927, minor plat 2025-00063. It's a request for minor preliminary final plat submitted by Consensus Planning, Jim Strozier and Jonathan Turner as agents for Deborah Romero, who requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of the unplatted Romero of Lester A et al. Zoned RT. Zone located at 4732 Westward Lane Northwest between Northern Trail and Westward Lane, and it contains approximately 1.26 acres. I see Mr. Turner there. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Lucero.
Would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Yes, thank you. Jonathan Turner, 302 8th Street Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87102.
Thank you, sir. And please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. I know we're here on remand. If you'd please bring us up to speed where we are on this one. Not remand, deferral.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I'd be happy to do that. This is a minor plat application at 4732 Westward take one existing lot and create two additional lots. At the previous DHO hearing, we submitted a sidewalk waiver request, which was approved. However, we needed to adjust the proposed two lots to meet the contextual lot standards and areas of consistency, which we did. I worked with Jacob Boylan, and we adjusted the lot sizes to meet the maximum and minimum lot sizes and have it uploaded those into Albuquerque Plan. And so I believe we are in compliance with those standards. And we have also added an easement to the plat to satisfy hydrology's comment for cross lot drainage, and also have provided an exhibit, a site plan exhibit that was also uploaded into Albuquerque Plan that shows the existing sheds that were previously on the property have been removed. So everything is up to date, and we are here to request approval of the minor plat.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Anything else before I call for public comment?
No, thank you.
Okay. I'll go ahead and call for public comment. And if there is any comment, you'll have a chance to respond. So again, for everyone here, this is agenda item 9. It's a request for major minor plat. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. I'm scrolling through the participant list, and I don't see anyone indicating they'd like to speak again. Calling for public comment on agenda item 9. Last call for public comment on agenda item 9. Okay, Mr. Turner, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, and so we'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Let's see, we have Mr. David Gutierrez. If you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Water Authority has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hydrology has no objection. Just for future development, a gradient drainage plan may be required. That's all from Hydrology. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that takes us to Transportation. Mr. Sertil Kambar, if you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
A waiver to the sidewalks was previously approved. No objections.
Thank you, sir. Next up is code enforcement. He'll be delivering those today.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I will be Mr. Main Officer.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jay Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of code enforcement. They had no comments on this application.
Thank you. And that takes us to Parks and Recreation. Who'll be delivering those comments?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll be doing their comments as well, Mr.
Go ahead, sir.
This is Jay Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of Parks and Recreation. They had no objections to this subdivision request.
Thank you. And that takes us to the Planning Department comments. We'll be delivering those.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob. I will be.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Planning has no objections. Just to start off, we do have a couple of standard comments. The application number will need to be added to the final plat prior to distribution for signatures. The date of DHO approval will need to be added to the plat prior to distribution. And proof of approval of the DXF file from AGIS must be submitted prior to final sign-off of the plat. Other than that, that is all of planning's comments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Boylan, if you would please put those in the chat, I'd appreciate it, the proposed conditions. And Mr. Turner, any questions for the DFT or anything else you'd like to add into the record?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bear with me just 1 second. Okay, again, this is agenda item 9. And that is PR 2021-005927, minor plat 2025-00063. And I hereby approve said item, project, and application numbers with the associated waiver that was already granted because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, the application number will need to be added to the final plat prior to distribution for signatures. Next, the date of the DHO approval will need to be added to the final plat prior to distribution. And finally, the proof of approval of the DXF file from AGIS must be submitted prior to final sign-off. That concludes agenda item 9. Thank you, everybody.
Thank